Do you think they'll come, sir?
Oh, they'll come. They'll come all right. Here, stamp those and mail them.
Would you walk, Mara, the other way? My leg tends to look like a tree in this fog.
What a godforsaken spot to get lost.
It's true. I saw a much better spot a few miles back.
You say hello.
Funny, I could have sworn.
What, Dickie?
Sounded as though somebody snipped the wire.
Really? What did it sound like?
Snip.
Some fog, eh, Pop?
I've already heard the weather report. A drive, please.
Boy, it's as thick as pea soup. Not a soul around for miles. Know what I think, Pop? Perfect place for a murder.
Conversation like a television set on honeymoon. Unnecessary.
Twain, who invited you for the weekend. And what did he mean by dinner and a murder?
Question. Like Athalie's foot. After a while, very irritating.
So stop car, please. What's wrong?
Stop car, please.
So shut the engine up, please. Listen.
I don't hear nothing. What do you hear?
Double negative and dog.
So it's a dog, so what?
If I'm not mistaken, dog belonged to Mr. Dick Charleston.
Who's Dick Charleston?
I am, thank you. I say, you don't happen to have seen a little white...
Wang.
A white Wang?
Good heavens, Sidney Wang.
What are you doing in this godforsaken spot?
No doubt, same as you. Looking for a bridge that lead to home of host, Mr. Lionel Twain.
You too, huh?
Must be important to invite two such eminent detectives.
Excuse, please, to introduce a Japanese son, Wei.
Hey.
Japanese, but I thought surely you...
Mrs. Wang and I could never have children. Willie adopted number three son.
My pleasure. Be careful on this road. It's treacherous.
Treacherous road like fresh mushroom. Must always...
Idiot! Not finish mushroom story! You're an idiot!
Well, I'm sorry, Monsieur Perrier, but I can see nothing. This fog is as thick as bouillabaisse.
Nuts.
I beg your pardon?
Nuts, nuts. There are no nuts in my chocolate. That stupid imbecile in the shop gave you raisins when I asked you to get me nuts.
He didn't have any nuts.
The man in the shop?
That's the reason I took the raisins.
But never mind. We will soon be there for dinner. Hot soup?
Excuse me, monsieur. Something is not right in all of this, huh? I can feel it in my buns.
In your what?
In my buns.
Buns? You have buns? You bought buns and you didn't get me? Where are they? Where are the buns?
Oh, no, monsieur. The buns in my body.
You should not speak with an accent when you know I'm so hungry.
If you ask me, Sam, this is a wild goose chase.
Nobody asked you, baby.
Yes, they did. You asked me. You asked me back there if I thought...
That was then. This is now. And nobody knows what tomorrow will be. That's the way things are, whether we like it or not.
Sam, I worry about you sometimes. I really do.
All right, cut the malarkey. This trip is strictly business with me. Now, what do you got on this Twain guy?
Well, he was born in San Francisco in 1906. His mother was a Roman Catholic. His father was an Orthodox Jew. They were separated 2 hours after the marriage.
Any children?
Yeah, one daughter, 32. Her name's Irene, but she calls herself Rita.
Just like a dame. Don't stop, Angel. You're doing fine.
He was arrested in 1932 in Chicago for selling pornographic Bibles. The DA couldn't make the charge stick when the church refused to turn over the Bibles. There's nothing on him until 46, when he was picked up in El Paso, Texas, for trying to smuggle a truckload of rich white Americans across the border into Mexico to pick melons. He was sent to the Dallas State Hospital for mental observation.
I think we picked ourselves a queer bird, Angel. Anything else?
Oh, yeah, get this, Sam. Lionel Twain has one interesting physical characteristic. He has no pinkies.
No pinkies? You mean Twain has only got 8 fingers?
No, he's got 10. He just doesn't have any pinkies.
You did your homework good, Angel.
Thanks, Sam.
Where'd you dig up all that stuff?
Oh, I wrote to Twain Master.
Good thinking.
What's the matter?
Wouldn't you know, out of gas.
I saw a station about 5 miles back, Sam.
I want you to know I'm going to be waiting for you, baby.
Here's the bridge, Bob. Doesn't look safe to me.
One way to find out. Drive across.
What's going to come with me?
Weight of 2 men may be too much for bridge.
Then why do I get to drive the car?
Because I am smart enough to get out first.
Don't worry. Father find other way to howl.
I made it, Pop! I made it!
Good, good. Now come back and get the adopted father.
Look at the invitation. What number of house?
To...
Correct. To Twain's house.
Continue.
Say that?
No.
Neither did I.
Stop! Huh? Do not move. Something wrong here.
What is it, Pop?
Do not ask questions. Do as I say. When I tell you jump, you jump. Stop.
Holy Shanghai! Nice counting, Pop. But how'd you know?
Look on ground. Even had correct shoe size. Someone gone great trouble to make welcome guest not so welcome. Ring bell, please.
Are you nuts, Pop? Someone's trying to kill us.
Yeah. Should make exciting weekend. Ring, please.
I wish it was Monday morning. Fire goes. Holy cow, they're killing someone in there.
Calm yourself.
Didn't you hear a scream?
Ah, no. You heard scream. More experience here. A doorbell. Listen again. Mr. Twain has macabre sense of humor. Yeah?
Good evening. We have been expecting you.
But in what condition? A roof in need of repair.
Indeed. I'm afraid the house is falling apart.
May we come in, please?
I'm so sorry. I thought you were in. You are Mr. and Mrs. Charleston?
Not quite. I am Inspector Wang of Catalina Police. This adopted son, Willie.
I trust you had a pleasant journey despite the storm.
Strange weather. Storm only outside when inside.
Oh, that. That's just one of Mr. Twain's little toys. An electronic device. Mr. Twain, as you will soon discover, prefers his atmosphere murky. May I have your bag, sir?
Oh, no. A son will get back. That is why I adopted him.
Very good, sir. One moment, please, while I close the door. Now, if you will follow me, I will show you to your room.
Very large house. No other servants?
I'm not sure. I've never seen anyone. Mr. Twain asked me to see you to make most comfortable and to say that he will be joining you after dinner.
After dinner? Host not have dinner with guests?
No. Mr. Twain prefers to eat out.
Wait, please. What's that?
That? Oh, it's nothing, sir. Just the cat.
That cat? You feed cat dog food?
I'm afraid he's a very angry cat, sir. Mr. Twain had him fixed, and he didn't want to be.
No. Big house, sir, Pop?
Big house like man married to fat woman. Hard to get around.
Ah, here we are. I'm sure you'll find this suitable.
Boy, it's a cold house.
I've taken care of that, sir. You'll find a nice, cozy fire in your room. A bit smoky, sir. I'm afraid that old fireplace hasn't been used in years.
At least the bed will be warm.
If you wish anything, sir, please ring.
Where, Baba?
It's behind the bed, sir, there.
Ah.
Dinner will be at 9, and Mr. Twain likes his guests to dress. Ah! The doorbell.
Oh.
Excuse me.
Wow, what a creepy guy. Why would anyone want to hire a blind butler?
For one thing, very cheap. How butler know how much he gets paid?
Hey, drink this, darling. You'll feel better.
If Myron hadn't barked when he did, we never would have seen that statue falling.
Why, I don't think the statue was meant to kill us, darling. I think it was a warning. Everybody's trying to frighten us, but why?
Whatever his reason is, he's doing a wonderful job.
And why the devil hasn't anybody answered this door?
Well, don't ring it again, Dickie. Knock, don't ring.
I won't, I promise.
Baron.
Up there, Dora, look. The blind butler.
Don't let him park the car, Dickie.
Good evening. We have been expecting you. We let ourselves in, thank you. Dick and Dora Charleston.
Good evening. We have been expecting you. Your room is ready. If you'll just follow me, please. Oh, don't mind him, man. It's just the cat.
We left our luggage in the trunk.
I'll get it later, ma'am, when I park the car.
Was that Mr. Wang's car I noticed out front?
Yes. They're resting now in their room. I have taken the liberty of putting you in the same wing as Mr. Wang.
Oh, isn't that nice, darling? We're in Wang's wing.
Not many people come to the manor these days. It's nice to hear guests again.
Thank you. You are?
Benson, ma'am.
Thank you, Benson.
No. Benson, ma'am. My name is Benson, ma'am.
Benson, ma'am?
Yes, sir. James, sir. Benson, ma'am.
James, sir?
Yes, sir.
James, sir. Benson, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
Howard.
My father's name, sir.
What was your father's name?
Howard. Howard Benson, ma'am.
Your father was Howard Benson, ma'am.
Leave it be, Dickie. I've had enough.
Ah, here we are. The late Mrs. Twain's room. She died in here.
Oh, dear.
Died of what?
She murdered herself in her sleep, sir.
You mean suicide?
Oh, no. It was murder, all right. Mrs. Twain hated herself. We keep this room locked.
Why is that?
Mr. Twain loved her very much. He's kept her room just as it was the night she choked herself. 9 years ago. Madam loved it here. She said it was the cheeriest room in the house. Ah, the doorbell.
That was Mrs. Charleston.
I thought she was up here with us, sir.
I am, and I will not stay in this horribly filthy room overnight.
Filthy? Very well, madam. I'll attend to it during dinner.
Thank you, Benson, sir.
Mum.
What?
Benson, mum. Ma'am?
Baking flour.
What?
This stuff is baking flour. And these cobwebs. Candied sugar. All placed here recently for the sole purpose of frightening us. And that mouse. Obviously a mechanical toy. Silly.
What is?
I am. It's real.
Stop the car, we are here.
I know we are here. That's why I stopped the car.
Open my door.
You have chocolate on your face.
What?
The candy bar, it is all over your face.
Imbecile, that's my moustache.
Look at it and see.
Wipe it off, my hands are sticky.
I'll still bleed. Sloppy.
All in good time. Yes? Who's there? Who's there, I say? Filthy neighborhood.
Didn't I say jump? Twice. Jump, I say. Why don't you listen to me?
Oh, leave me alone, sloppy.
You can cook. Answer me. Speak up.
yourself. I can't hear you. A little shy, are you? Never mind. There will be eggs for dinner. Here is the menu. Is that understood? Dinner will be at 9. When I want you, that bell on the wall will ring 3 times. All right. Get to work.
Hello, hello. Hello, hello. Operator. I am saying hello, hello.
It's dead, sir.
What? Who is? Who are you?
The butler, sir.
The butler, eh? I thought as much.
That phone has been out of order for the past week, sir.
Is that a fact? And I put it to you that this wire has been snipped not 1 hour ago, as you can plainly see. What is your name?
Benson.
Your little jest escapes me. I am Monsieur Milo Perrier. My chauffeur was injured by a falling gargoyle while standing outside in Chinese footprints. We rang the bell. A woman screamed. A mouse ran by us through the door. As you can plainly see, I miss nothing. Since we cannot call for a doctor, I will eat a cold compress for my chauffeur and a cup of hot chocolate for me. Nespa?
I don't think we have Nespa, sir. Just Hershey's. I'll call the maid. I'll fetch it for you myself, sir. In the meantime, if you'll be good enough to follow me to your room.
Get up, get up. There is something about this butler I do not trust. Notice how his eyes never look at you.
He's blind, monsieur.
Nonsense.
Get the house now. What's the matter?
My feet are killing me. Why didn't you tell me we needed oil before I went back to the gas, Sam?
Because I gave you a $50 bill and the gas was only $5. Maybe you come back, maybe you wouldn't. I couldn't take that chance, Angel.
Don't you trust me, Sam?
Trust you? The last time that I trusted a dame was in Paris in 1940. She said she was going out to get a bottle of wine. 2 hours later, the Germans marched into France.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sam.
Sorry, nothing. Give me my change.
Dinner will be at 9, sir. I'll have the maid bring up your chocolate.
One moment, my good man.
Sir?
Thank you. A good beer.
He's blind, all right. Those were my funniest faces. Not exactly the Copacabana, is it?
Oh, I don't feel good about this, Sam. Maybe tonight's the night your luck runs out.
Maybe so. There's a number on the wall for all of us, Angel, and if tonight's the night they pick mine, so be it. After you, sweetheart.
First kiss me, Sam.
I don't kiss.
Just this one, Sam.
I don't like kissing. Now leave me alone.
And the man I work for is lying out there. He's been crushed to death. Oh, I'm going to say, you catch me.
Madam, where are you?
All right, hold it right there. Breathe, Winky. Get your hands up. Turn your face to the wall.
Oh,
you can get up now. Turn around, please. Your concrete Christmas present arrived about 2 seconds early. No thanks to you.
I apologize for any unfortunate mishap, sir. May I put my hands down?
Don't test your luck, Shakespeare. I got your little invitation to dinner. But I didn't realize I was going to be the main course. I had a kid brother who got it the same way, working on a case just like this 2 years ago. That boy would have been 63 on Tuesday. For 2 cents, I got to take this. Now get him away from me! Get him away. Get him away before I stuff him like one of them tiger trophies that a slimy fowls like to hang up on saloon walls.
Please.
He has a dreadful temper, hasn't he? Time for dinner. Is everything ready? Hmm? I don't smell anything. Very light on the seasoning, are you? Put the soup in the tureen and keep the squabs on a low flame. I'll serve cocktails. When you hear the bell, bring out the chilled asparagus and turn up the flame on the squabs. Have you got that?
You didn't tell me how I look, Dickie.
No, different than you always look, darling. Absolutely ravishing.
Do you love me and adore me?
I love you and adore you. You still have the best tush in high society.
Yeah, the horseback riding, darling.
Getting to the bottom of things, Jasper? Ah, Wang. Darling, you remember...
Of course. Nice to see you, R. Wang.
Always a pleasure, Mrs. Chester.
What a beautiful gown. You must tell me where you got it.
This? Oh, this an old dress. Had it for years. Pleased to meet adopted son, Willie.
Ah, East meets West in a most bizarre city. Perrier.
I didn't know you were invited. You know Wang.
Ah, yes. I had the pleasure of dining in Shanghai many years ago with Inspector Wang. Hang Ching Chu Kao Dang Wu Fang.
Oh, you remember? Yes. You had Hong Ching Chu, and I had Kao Dang Wu Fang.
My wife, Dora, Inspector Perrier.
Très charmant.
I'm sorry, our room is so dusty.
My fault. I should have blown first. May I present my secretaire chauffeur, Marcel Cassette?
Recovered from your accident, Marcel?
Oui, monsieur. But how did you know?
From the way you bend. The right side of your body smashed in by a Citroën, I imagine. I also thought I detected a slight metallic sound, which leads me to believe you've had an artificial hip put in. Steel?
Aluminum. Yeah, as quick as ever, Charleston.
And you, Mr. Charleston, did not approve of Mrs. Charleston dying hair blonde?
I beg your pardon?
Mrs. Charleston hair red. You have blonde hair on shoulder. That means she has dyed red hair to blonde, then back again to red, or else you have been... Oh, so sorry. Wang is all wrong. Shall we go to therapy?
Well, Bob, you sure put your...
Shut Japanese mouth.
Must have simply ghastly to have a hip removed. Does it hurt?
It only hurts in temp weather.
Are you all right?
Pay no attention. You'll only spoil him.
As I was saying, Mr. Charleston.
Hey, Pop.
A treacherous road like fresh musk.
Hey, Pop.
I know. Dog stick tongue out of picture. Treacherous road like fresh musk.
He's a charming fella.
African death mask. Died in some tribal ritual, I should think.
Wonder where others are.
Others? Oh, what others?
Invitation to dinner and murder finally clear to Wang with appearance of Mercer Perrier.
It is obvious that only the world's greatest living detectives are on the guest list. Five of us, to be exact, darling. Three are already here.
Two have not yet arrived.
Miss Jessie Marbles of England.
And Mr.
Sam Diamond of San Francisco. I know who you all are. The lady here in the rented dress is my secretary and mistress, Miss Tess Skeffington. Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart. Miss Skeffington doesn't like it when I'm so brutally honest. But then again, we're all in a brutal business, aren't we, gentlemen?
Never considered murder to be business, Mr. Time.
Is that right, Mr. Wang? Well, maybe not for you, seeing as how you put all your money into vegetables back in the late 30s. Maybe our friends here don't know that you own over 50% of the bean sprouts and the bamboo shoots grown on the Chinese mainland. So you folks can imagine how much chicken chow mein goes into Mr. Wang's pot each year. Am I getting those figures right, Angel?
Right, sir.
I don't see what this has to do with anything.
Or you, Mr. Perrier. You work both sides of the big drink. Pretty good pickings over there solving crimes for them barons and earls and putting your fancy fees into private Swiss banks. Three trips a year buys a lot of hot chocolate, don't it, Frenchie?
Now, see here, Diamond.
No, you see here, Mr. Charleston of New York, Palm Beach, and Beverly Hills. Crime is just a hobby to you, isn't it? It's just a little game to while away the time while you're waiting for room service in some fancy hotel. While your wife's family dough buys your gin martinis and your $300 suits. It's a pretty nice arrangement when all you gotta do is give your wife a little grab every now and then and take the dog for a leak twice a day. Sorry if I'm shocking you, man, but I never had time to go to finishing school. My school is the streets, and looking down the barrel of a pointed revolver is my teacher. I get $50 a day in expenses when I can get them, gentlemen. And I owe Miss Skeffington here 3 years and 2 months back pay. Isn't that right, Angel?
I don't care about the money, Stan.
Neither do I. Now, if one of you gentlemen would be so kind as to give my lady friend here a glass of cheap white wine, I'm going down the hall to find a can. I talk so much sometimes I forget to go.
Please excuse Sam. He was shot in the head last week. He shouldn't even be out of the hospital.
Well, if you ask me, I think the fellow's pretty damned honest.
Dickie, Langley.
Miss Jessica Marbles and nurse.
Marvelous. So we finally meet. How admire you ever since I was tiny little detective.
Thank you, Mr. Wang. I am Jessica Marbles. This is Miss Withers, my nurse. She's been with me 52 years. I have to take care of the poor dear now. Are you all right, Miss Withers?
Mm.
Do you want your medicine now? She's off. I could use a good stiff shot, Mr. Charleston. I believe the booze, as you call it, is your department.
My pleasure, madam.
Who's the old geezer?
Sam!
Jesse, baby!
Sam Diamond!
Mr. Diamond, you have a bullet hole in your back.
You should see the other guy.
Quiet, please. Observe strange sound.
My God, it's the face. It's coming from the face.
Actually, he's going through his final moments of death. What could it mean?
It means dinner, sir. We have no gong.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to make a toast. Our host, Mr. Lionel Twain, is indeed a most unique man. Point one, he has succeeded in gathering the world's five greatest detectives to investigate a crime that has not yet been committed. Point two, he has set traps for us, a bridge that almost collapses, falling statues. Does he mean to kill us? Certainly not yet. He could have done that at any time. He's merely trying to whet our appetites for the game that is to follow. Point three,
Why five detectives instead of one? Because he intends to take us all on, ladies and gentlemen. A feat that no criminal mind has heretofore attempted. Therefore, before this hellish weekend begins, I propose that we raise our wine glasses in a toast to either a most beguiling and charming man or to an insidious, fiendish madman. Bottoms up.
One moment, please.
Point four, wine poisoned.
An ancient, tasteless, colorless, and odorless oriental herb that kills instantly.
Observe, please.
Oh. Great Scott, Mr. Wang, you saved our lives.
Not quite, Mrs. Shellstone. Bon appetit. Since Monsieur Wang was the only one who could detect such a poison, he was the only one who was tested. Point five. Monsieur Twain is both beguiling and fiendish.
Oh, get a doctor, quick.
No, no, it's all right. My wine is not poisoned. It was just a bad year.
Good work, Mr. Wang. We must all be on our guard through every course of the meal.
You're all forgetting one thing. This makes the butler pretty suspicious since he's the one who poured the wine.
Except for the fact, monsieur, that he is blind. How would he know which one to serve the poison glass to?
That's very simple. Blind people have a very keen sense of smell. Since we're all Anglo-Saxon and Mr. Wang's son is Japanese, it wouldn't be hard to sniff out the Chinaman.
Now see here, Diamond, that's a pretty tacky thing to say, isn't it?
Well, it's a pretty tacky world, Mr. Charleston. Isn't that right, Angel?
Right, sir.
Quiet, please. Butler approaches.
I apologize for the delay. I seem to be having some communication problems with the cook.
Who poured the wine?
Mr. Twain, sir. It was left for me on a tray in the refrigerator. I was told to give Mr. Wang the glass with the sticky stem.
And you didn't bother to ask why?
I was lucky to find the refrigerator, sir. If I may serve the soup now.
By all means.
Yes, I'm savage.
One moment. Where's the soup?
In your dish, sir.
There is nothing in my dish but my dish.
I don't understand, sir.
Here, take the spoon. Taste it for yourself.
I see what you mean, sir. If you'll excuse me, I'd better have a little talk with the cook.
Murder by starvation. Maybe that's his game. What do you think, Sam?
I don't know, Jess. Why don't you ask the moose on the wall? He's been watching us since we came in.
Ten people for dinner, and I'm serving them hot nothings. You can't get good health today. You're fired, you understand? Fired. I want you out. You hear? Out! And stay out.
Something just occurred to me. The seating's all wrong.
How so, Mr. Charleston?
I'm sitting next to Dora.
Well, what's wrong with that? She's your wife, isn't she?
Exactly. But at a proper dinner party, the husband is never seated next to the wife. Actually, I should be on the opposite side of the table. Mr. Wang, will you change places with me?
No, Mr. Charleston?
No, Mr. Wang. Just as I thought. Another test that could have cost us our lives, saved only by the fact that I am enormously well-bred.
Lucky it wasn't me. I'd been chopped liver by now.
Silence, please. Do not panic. No person move from place.
Someone just came into the room. I hear footsteps.
Wait. Quiet, everyone.
Smell something.
What is it?
Good God. Franks and beans.
I'm afraid that's all we have, sir.
Dickie, don't. You know how I get when you touch me there.
Not me, darling. I got my hands in my pockets.
Oh?
I'm afraid you're my pocket.
Oh, sorry about that.
Dickie, behave yourself.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Lionel Twain.
Oh, a bit theatrical, Miss Marble. But I do so love illusions. Please forgive my hat. I'm losing my hair.
I thought Twain was an older man, say 72, 73.
76, to be exact, Mr. Diamond. How do I look so young? Quite simple. A complete vegetable diet, 12 hours sleep a night, and lots of makeup. I trust you've all been made comfortable.
Comfortable, Mr. Twain? You call poisoned wine and near decapitation comfortable?
No. I call it inspiration.
You still have not explained the various mechanical and culinary attempts on our lives, Monsieur Twain.
Merely games, Monsieur Perrier. Pitting wits with you, so to speak.
You pit your wits with me, little man, and you won't have your wits to pit with. Know what I mean?
Sam, you're spitting on the nurse.
Sorry, old lady. Crazy broad should be in bed.
Monsieur Twain, we have been here nearly 4 hours, and there has not been a hint of a hot dinner or a gold corpse. I must therefore bid you adieu.
I bid one adieu as well.
No one is leaving this house.
What meaning of this, Mr. Twain?
I will tell you, Mr. Wang, if you can tell me why a man who possesses one of the most brilliant minds of this century can't say his prepositions or articles. The, Mr. Wang, what is the meaning of this?
That's what I said. What meaning of this?
The meaning of this is that I have decided to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that the greatest living criminologist in the world is sitting at this table, and you are all looking at him. No, don't look at each other. Look at me. I'm the greatest. I'm number one.
To me, you look like number two. Know what I mean?
What does he mean, Miss Kessington?
I'll tell you later. It's disgusting.
In all your various adventures, messieurs and madames, not one of you has ever had an unsolved murder. Your reputations exist on this single fact. But what would the world say if the five greatest living detectives found themselves trapped in a country house at the weekend, shut off from the outside world, only to discover a dead body on the floor stabbed 12 times in the back with a butcher's knife, and not one of them able to solve the crime?
You mean murder?
Dora, please, we're talking shop.
Yes, murder, Mrs. Charleston. On the stroke of midnight, someone in this house is going to be viciously murdered.
Left out one small detail, Mr. Twain. Who victim?
Is the. Who is the victim? That drives me crazy.
Sounds like a short ride to me.
Does it, Mr. Diamond? Well, we shall see who is sane and who is crazy around here. Mr. Wang, the victim is here at this very table at this very moment. And so, too, ladies and gentlemen, is the murderer.
Murder pool? Yes, dear. We're going to have a lovely murder pool.
Why don't you push your wheelchair down the driveway? We got business here. You say you know who's going to get it?
Intimately.
And you know how the crime is to be committed?
Definitely.
And exactly what time murder to take place?
The murder. Precisely.
Well, I know it's none of my business, but doesn't that mean that you're the murderer, Mr. Twain?
No wives. I refuse to discuss this with wives.
Dora's quite right. All things do seem to point to you. It's not much of a challenge, I'd say.
Shall I make it more interesting, Mr. Charleston? $1 million to the one who solves the crime, wagered against your reputations.
$1 million in tax-free cash. In addition, all the paperback rights and the film sale. It's 11 o'clock, amigos, just 1 hour before death strikes someone in this room. See you at midnight. Toodaloo.
See you, Mr. Quinn.
He's gone.
No, he's not. He's down there.
You go.
Fast, little bunny rabbit, ain't you?
I've never moved, Mr. Diamond. I'm still down there. A little stunt done with mirrors.
Is that so? Willing to risk 7 years bad luck?
Try it, Mr. Diamond.
It's your funeral, Butterball.
Wait. Sometimes it doesn't work. You won this round, Mr. Diamond. My turn comes at midnight.
I hope he knows how to stop that thing.
If you ask me, anybody that offers $1 million to solve a crime that ain't been committed yet has lost a lot more upstairs than his hair.
Well, what do we all do now? Just sit around and wait for one of us to be butchered?
And what has happened to the butcher? Why has he not returned? Will I get up? Go look for him.
Oh, we must see.
No! No one to leave this room.
Why not, Pop?
Twain say victim at this table. If we all stay together, crime cannot be committed without witnesses.
He's right. You're one smart Chinaman, Mr. White.
I suggest we all join hands. The chain is stronger if the links are unbroken. Join hands, please.
Stop that. Stop it, I said.
What is it, Diamond?
The nurse has given my palm to finger the dirty old broad.
Naughty, naughty, Miss Withers. Good God!
What is it?
Look! What is she doing? I think she's screaming.
What is it? What's happened?
Something wrong in kitchen.
We're not dinner!
Person.
Is someone in there?
Someone in the kitchen with dinner?
Cook, tell us, speak or hear. Ah, I think Butler is dead. My name is Yatta. I don't work Thursdays.
Ask where she sleeps in, Dickie.
We must investigate this way. Someone has to go.
Not alone. Mr. Charlton, Mr. Diamond stay with others. Miss Marble, Mr. Perrier, and Wang will investigate.
Oh, that's right. Just let it all out.
Careful, Wang. Take off his.
Yes.
Take my handkerchief.
Is he?
He looked like.
Seems like.
Something!
Fingerprints. Quite tall. Pencil. Pencil.
No pulse. No heartbeat. If condition does not change, this man is dead.
No signs of foul play.
Hold on. What's this? What do you make of this, Perrier?
Poison. This far?
Not this far. Curtain.
So at last, we have our murder.
Not quite. Twins say murder victim sitting at our table. Butler, not at our table. Butler only killed to divert us from real mother still to come.
Look! One of the knives is missing. The butcher's knife, I'll wager.
That means the others are still in danger.
What is the exact time, please?
Yes. 7:31 and 56 seconds. 37. 58. Tell her to stop. 59. 60.
28 minutes to main mother.
Quickly, back to dining room. Must all be together at midnight.
One moment! Oh.
Thank you.
What is it?
A bill. Everything here has been rented for tonight. The butler, the cook, the food, the dining room chairs, everything.
You mean?
Yes. This entire murder has been catered.
It's Twain's doing, the man is mad.
Yes, but no fool. I only hope we are in time.
Door locked.
Sam Diamond's probably locked it from the inside as a precaution.
Good thinking on Diamond Heads.
Diamond, it's Perrier. It's all right. Open up. Diamond, Charleston, are you in there?
Quickly. Go back to the kitchen. Get dining room key from pocket of dead butler.
You don't have to say dead butler. It's bad enough I have to put my hand in his pocket.
Butler gone, where you find key?
In his pocket.
What pocket?
The butler's pocket.
Butler gone, my pocket still there?
Exactly. Somebody has stolen his body, but left his clothes there.
Quickly, open the door. Something is very wrong here. Ah. Hello. Where is everyone?
Room filled with empty people.
I'll tear the other door. Locked from the inside.
Strange. Both doors locked from inside, yet no way out.
I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
I like it, but do not understand it. Maybe other way out of room. Secret passageway, perhaps.
Wrong. There are no secret passageways, Mr. Wang.
You spoke?
No.
Not me.
I spoke.
Ah, there. Voice come from cow on wall.
Moose, you imbecile!
Where are they? What have you done with the others, you short madman?
Aha! Stumped already. Need some clues, Monsieur Perrier?
Clues? I need no clues from you. I find my own clues, you demented lollipop!
Calm yourself. Man who argue with cow on wall is like train without wheels. Very soon get nowhere.
Oh, be quiet. I'm sick of your fortune cookies.
Oh, man who is sick of fortune cookies. I'll talk again.
In need of a hint, Miss Marbles? You all mistake what you assume. They never left the dining room. Count the numbers 1 to 10. Turn the knob and try again.
What the devil does that mean? They've never left the dining room. Certainly they did.
Do not mistake what you assume, Miss Marbles. Quick, back out in the hall.
What for?
We assume others not here, but Carl say they are in dining room. Let us look once more.
Please close door, Mr. Perry. I cannot see what possible.
Mr. Perry, quiet. 7, 8, 9, 10. Miss Marble, be so kind as to open the door, please.
Where were you, Wang? We were worried.
What do you mean, where were we? Where were you?
We were here. Didn't you say not to leave the dining room?
And you have not left this room since we were gone?
Certainly not.
Well, monsieur. Answer simple, but question very hard.
Where's the butler?
Butler completely murdered.
Present! Yet one of the butcher's knives is missing.
We came back here to inform you, but the doors were locked.
I went back to get the key out of the butler's pocket. His body was missing. He'd been stripped naked, and his clothes left in his place.
I don't understand. Why would anybody want to steal a dead, naked body?
Well, dear, there are people who will...
Oh, that's tacky. That's really tacky.
Then we returned here, opened the door, but the room was empty. You were all gone.
Oh, the Moose had told us not to assume that you had ever left the dining room. So we counted to 10 and tried it again. And here you were. I'm not one to use hyperbole, ladies and gentlemen, but I'll tell you this. For the first time in my life, I had the cucker scared out of me.
I like her. I really like her. Gunshots, sir.
Gunshots, Dickie. Huge.
All right, this time Charleston and I will go. Everybody else stay in a room. Let's go, Charleston.
What do you make about it this way?
It's confusing.
It is confusing. Say your goddamn pronouns.
Oh. Open the door.
Good God! What is it?
She's back. And au naturel.
I don't get it. First they steal the body and leave the clothes. Then they steal the clothes and bring the body back. Who would do a thing like that?
Possibly some deranged dry cleaner.
What about the gunshots? Why shoot some poor slob when he's already been poisoned?
True. We heard the gunshots, but I don't see any bullet holes. Not on his head, his neck, his back, or his chest.
Look all over him.
All over his body?
Well, somebody's got to do it. I'm busy standing guard.
Well, why don't I stand guard? You look all over the body.
All right, we'll take turns. You look over the first dead naked body that we find, and I'll look over the second. Hurry up. You only got 8 minutes.
Oh.
You see anything?
No, I don't see a bullet hole anywhere. Hold it. I see something.
What is it?
Oh, forget it. My mistake. Not a bullet hole.
If he wasn't plugged, what about the shots?
Divide and conquer.
What?
Another diversion. He gives us meaningless clues to confuse us, dangles red herrings before our eyes, bedazzles us with bizarre banalities, while all the time precious seconds are ticking away towards a truly terrible murder still to come.
You're good, Charleston. You're not my kind of cop, but you're smart and you smell good. You're not a pansy, I know that, but what the hell are you?
Classy, I suppose.
Games always fall for a guy like you, don't they?
I don't see what possible interest.
Did you ever make it with a waitress?
I beg your pardon?
A waitress. Big fat waitress. I don't know what them society names are like in a kit, but you ain't never had it till you made it with a big, fat, blondie waitress. If you're ever interested, you give me a call.
Bizarre little trip.
Still not sure about this guy. What are you doing?
I had to wash my hands after them.
Good.
I'll be out in a minute.
I'll go ahead. I'll tell the others. Well, you're never going to believe this, folks. All right, where are you? What the hell is going on here? Charleston, wash up later. We got problems. Hot from the inside. That can only mean one thing. And I don't know what it is. Charleston! You're never going to believe.
I said I'd be out in a minute.
Closing that door.
What's happened?
Watch for the gunshots.
Did anybody leave this room since we were gone?
So it happened to you too, Mr. Diamond.
Where's my Dickie? Sorry, where's my husband?
2 minutes to midnight, in case anyone is interested.
It ain't possible, I'm telling you. 8 people in a dining room can't turn into an empty room unless...
Unless
What's that?
Unless it never happened.
I see a point, Damon. When is a dining room filled with people not a dining room filled with people?
When this is two dining rooms.
Exactly.
Two dining rooms?
Two dining rooms, two of everything. Twain, electronic genius.
He has devised a way to move this room quickly and silently in a flash of an eye to be replaced by an exact duplicate of this volume.
I knew it all the time.
Oh, please. I shall demonstrate. I shall walk out the door, close it, knock three times, enter, and you will all be gone. Observe.
I have it all figured out. There are two of everything.
Oh, Dickie, that's old news.
All right, everybody take their seats.
I'm scared, Sam. Hold me.
Hold yourself. I'm busy. Take the same seat you had before.
40 seconds. I'm very worried about Monsieur Perrier.
I'm going to look for him.
No, sit, please. No one to leave room.
Push down the door.
Oh.
It's locked. I can't open it.
Hurry, man. We have 15 seconds.
Move your hands, chauffeur.
What are you doing in the butler's uniform?
Butler, don't ask me! I don't know. It don't happen too quickly.
The cook. Where's the cook?
She's gone. Never said a word. 10 more seconds. Quickly, sit and join hands.
Impossible for murder to happen now without witnesses.
3, 2, 1.
The cook. Come in.
Darling, the poor woman is stone deaf.
I'm sorry. I forgot.
Come in!
Not sound like cook to me.
Ah, Mr. Twain. You appear to be wrong. Nobody here, Mother. Please to come in.
Is he dead?
With a thing like that in his back, in the long run, he's better off. Touch nothing!
Stop saying touch nothing. We're all experienced criminologists. I find it insulting, debasing, and redundant to keep telling us to touch nothing.
Oh, be quiet, woman.
Up yours, fella.
Most amusing. Bickering detectives like making a giant lamb stew. Everything go to pot.
So why don't you
stop it? Stop it.
I won't
get the
money.
Shut up,
all of you. Nobody move. Stay where you are, everybody.
What is it?
I have to go to the can again. I don't want to miss nothing.
I'm going too, sir.
I'd rather do this alone, Tess. Thanks anyway.
The cook.
What, darling?
Well, it's obvious. The cook murdered him. The butler's dead. All the rest of us were in this room except for her. No one else could get in or out, so that only leaves the cook. Isn't that right?
Wrong.
Oh? What makes you certain of this, Diamond?
To drive a knife that far up a man's back, you need a powerful right arm. And this arm don't look that strong to me.
Is that the cook's arm?
It ain't the pussycat's tail, lady.
Oh.
Oh, don't be alarmed, miss. It ain't real. For that matter, neither is the cook.
Hmm?
I found this before I got to the can. Got a little surprise for you folks.
A mannequin?
No. A dummy. Perfect in every detail with the exception of not being able to make her hear or speak. My hat's off to the man with the shiv in his back.
except for the fact that he's dead, he would know dope.
Nice going, Sam. I hope you all realize that someone in this room is a murderer.
For sake of ladies present, may I suggest we all return to drawing room. My son will cover up remains of Mr. Twain.
Why do I do all the dirty work, Pop?
Because your mother is not here to do it. Come, please.
Please, please.
Headache, Dickie, isn't there some way of turning off that ridiculous machine?
Maybe some gadget outside the window. Sorry, darling, it's raining this time. I suggest we get down to business and sort the facts. It is now 12:30 Sunday morning. Doors and windows will automatically open at dawn, and one of us here will be $1 million richer, and one of us will be going to the gas chamber to be hung.
One, Monsieur Ferrier. Why not two? We all have associates.
Why not four or six or eight? I don't trust any of you. Maybe I'm just a patsy being set up to take the fall, but I'm not falling for any of you, understand?
Not even me, Sam.
Why don't you fall in love with the Jap kid and get off my back?
Can we get back to case, please? Time is late and my eyes are getting tired.
I thought they always looked like that.
Knock it off, Sam.
I apologize. This case is getting on my nerves. I'm sorry, Slanty.
Thank you. Now then, facts, please. Facts. Mr. Twain predicts murder. Also predicts victim to be at dining table. Correct?
Correct.
I'm sorry, darling. This is official.
Correct. Also predicts murder to take place at midnight and predicts number of stab wounds. How can this be if he not in collaboration with murderer?
What if Twain did it himself?
Murdered himself? For what possible reason? And how?
The motive is simple. Ego. If we were not to solve this crime, he would indeed be named the world's foremost detective. And with an ego like his, the fact that he had to die for it would be a small price to pay. As to how, any man who can create this chamber of electronic marvels would certainly be able to devise a machine that would stab himself in the back 11 or 12 times.
That was wonderful, darling. I'm so proud of you. Let's go to bed quickly.
Oh, one moment, please. Very interesting theory, Mr. Carlton. But you overlook one very important point.
And that is?
It's stupid. It's the most stupid theory I ever heard.
Do you have a better one?
Oh, yeah, much better one. You see, I have been doing my homework, Mr. Carlton. For example, I have information that your wife's portfolio of stocks was seriously depleted in the latest financial crisis. In short, you are flat broke, Mr. Charlton. You have been borrowing money for over 2 years at 17% interest from Mr. Lionel Twain.
Broke, Dickie, is this true?
I didn't want to tell you now, darling. I was saving it for your birthday.
$1 million would buy a great many tight suits, would it not, Mr. Charlton?
Now, see here, Wang.
What, dead broke, Dickie?
Almost, darling. I have $1.17 and some stamps. But I did not murder Lionel Twain. Now, you do believe that, don't you, darling?
We'll talk. We'll see.
It could have been any one of you. Each and every one of us was out of that dining room at one time or another, giving ample opportunity to commit the crime. As for motives, there's more than ego and cash involved. For example, revenge.
Meaning what, Mr. Charleston?
Meaning that I'm not the only one here who's had a past experience with Mr. Twain. Did you know that he was quite a ladies' man in his day?
Are you suggesting that someone here
was at one time in love with Lionel Twain? As a matter of fact, he was engaged to and jilted Miss Jessica Marbles.
Mother. Jesus H. Christ.
Jilted 54 years ago at the altar. Left her there in that same baggy tweed outfit.
Is this true, Jessie?
I was not jilted. I walked out on him. He wanted to fool around before the wedding.
And being the lady you are, you refused.
Not completely. But it got out of hand. He was horrid, but I didn't kill him.
That's good enough for me. What about you, Frenchie?
I'm not a Frenchie. I'm a Belgie.
And yes, for other motives. How about patricide? The killing of one's own parent?
You mean that Lionel Train was the father of someone in this room?
He wasn't my father. He was my uncle. He was very good to me. He would take me to the circus and give me candy. We stopped going when I was about 26. I'm sorry, Sam.
26? What the hell kind of a circus was it?
Forgive me, but I was talking about patricide, not Uncle Sad. Mr. Train may have been your uncle, Miss Kevington, but he was the illegitimate father of Monsieur Sidney Wang.
It's not true. I was adopted. I have my papers. That is why I have adopted all my children.
I was wondering.
Oh, he loved me very much, but he was not very observant. One day, when I was 19, he called me to his study, noticed for the first time I was Oriental, and kicked me out of house. I could have
killed him, Monsieur Wayne.
As easily as you, Monsieur Perrier, Lionel Twain killed the only thing you ever loved. Marie-Louise Cartier.
Your sweetheart?
My poodle. He was a most cruel man. Monsieur Twain would come to France every season to hunt poodles. The day they brought a bloodied sequin collar to me, I vowed one day I would
bag him off.
Yes, gladly, if I had the chance. But I did not. Someone here beat me to it.
Now, there's more than one reason that we was invited here. Not only was Twain testing our skills as detectives, but we all have legitimate motives for doing the old man in.
I've not yet heard your motive, Mr. Diamond.
My motive is unimportant. Let's just say that I hated him enough to kill him.
You are a closed man, Mr. Diamond. You hide many things. Could it be that Mr. Twain discovered your secret?
I don't know what you're talking about.
We're not different, do we not, Miss Carrington?
Twain picked up Sam in a gay bar.
I was working on a case.
Wait.
Every night for 6 months.
I got $50 a day in expenses. I hate them queries.
Twain had Polaroid pictures of Sam in drag.
I was in disguise. Lots of dames go in those joints. I never kissed nobody. And I never did nothing to a man that I wouldn't do to a woman. And I didn't kill Twain. Bitch.
Most interesting. All had perfect motives for killing Twain. Wonder which one was one who done it.
We still have the night to get through. If anyone is going to solve this case, I say we all get a good night's sleep.
And I suggest we all lock our doors. One of us is a mad killer and not to be trusted.
Murder.
Must sleep on it. We'll know in morning when wake up.
What if you don't wake up?
Then you did it. Go sleep, please.
Good night, Dad.
Shut up, adopted pussycat.
Mm.
Can I turn off the steam, Pop?
Not steam. Someone just put deadly snake in the room. Wake me when it comes near bed.
I want you to know, Dickie darling, that if you're the murderer, I'll still love you. I don't think it would be right for us to make love, but I'd still love you.
No fear of that, my pet. Now, let's see what we have here. We have one missing, dead, naked butler. One host with a butcher's knife in his back. And one poisonous scorpion crawling up our sheets.
Is that what that is?
Yes, they can kill instantly. I suggest we don't move.
For how long?
Quite possibly for the rest of our lives.
I know who the murderer is.
Shelby Poole?
Yes, Miss Withers. The murderer is... Good God! Yes!
I'm sorry, I can't help it. I'm old.
No, no, the other kind of gas. The kind that kills.
Sometimes my gas.
It's seeping in through the vent. It's locked from the outside. Help!
Doesn't smell that bad to me.
Help!
I do right, Sam, telling them about the gay bar.
Perfect, sweetheart. They took the bait like a dumb halibut. Let them think I'm a panty. While they're busy suspecting me, one of them is going to let his pants down.
Sam, why do you keep all those naked muscle men magazines in your office?
Suspects. Always looking for suspects. What's that ticking sound I hear? That ticking sound you hear, Mr. Diamond, is a bomb in your room that will go off in 30 seconds. Signed, a murderer.
Quick, stand the door.
P.S. The door is locked. I'm sorry about this, Tessa. And me owing you all that money, too.
That's all right, Sam. What are we going to do?
I got an idea. I don't know whether this is going to work or not. Quick, turn around.
I'm turned, Sam.
Whatever you do, baby, don't turn back.
But, Sam, if anything...
Do as I say, I do.
I will, Sam.
Good. Because I think I'm going to cry.
Oh, no, it's your service. This is what they have, isn't it? Well, let's head over this door. It's going to be important.
What are you doing, my bitch?
I have no place else to sleep, monsieur.
Sleep in the car, you shall fare you.
Go, 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 go. Oh, you are unfair. I will tell everyone that you wear a toupee.
They already know.
Then why do you wear it?
I didn't know that you knew.
Certainly I know. A terrible toupee.
They bomb. Across the hall. Quickly, the girl, the girl. You look taller to me. Why is that?
I don't understand, monsieur. I'm not getting taller.
If you are not getting taller, there is only one alternative. The room is getting shorter.
Oh, mon Dieu. The ceiling is coming down.
Where do we go? Where do we go? Exactly how they make goose liver, Betty.
just please, do not cross out Wang name. Cross out Snake instead.
Nice shot, Pop. Sure wish you were such a heavy sleeper.
And now, if you please, $1 million, Mr. Benson, Mama.
Banzai, Pop!
Very clever of you, Mr. Wang. Oh, yes, as you can see. I can see.
So I see.
Tell me, as the only survivor, how did you deduce it was me?
Went back to theory. Seldom used today. Butler did it.
I hadn't thought of that. But how do you account for my dead body in the kitchen?
Oh, body made of plastic. Same as plastic cook. While we examine plastic butler, you murder Lionel Twain.
You're a clever little laundry man, Mr. Wang.
But not quite clever enough. I'll take that $1 million. Benson Mum, alias Irving Goldman.
Irving Goldman?
Irving Goldman was the attorney of the late Lionel Twain. Lionel Twain died 5 years ago. His body was recently discovered in Goldman's filing cabinet. Am I correct, Mr. Goldman?
Yes. Correct, Miss Marbles. But how did you escape the poison gas?
Oh, quite simple. I covered my mouth and let Miss Withers here breathe in all the gas. Sick, he filled. Yes, dear, I know. $1 million, please.
I wouldn't if I were you, Goldman. Or is it Goldman? Actually, it's Mr. Marvin Metzner.
Marvin Metzner?
Very good, Mr. Charleston. But how did you know?
The bill in the dead butler's hand, stating that the entire weekend had been catered. Only an accountant would have held on to a thing like that.
Dickie, get the money and let's go.
In a moment, darling. Goldman was killed last month while skiing. He jumped 200 feet into a low-flying plane.
Dickie, I can't wait much longer.
You've not lost your touch, Mr. Charleston. But how did you elude the deadly scorpion?
Oh, we didn't. He stung Dora. We have 15 minutes to get to the doctor.
Could you explain later, Dickie?
We'll make it, darling, never fear. The prize money, Mr. Metzner?
Belongs to me, monsieur. Marcel, being one of the world's strongest men, stop your ceiling from crushing us at 30 5 inches. It may be months before we are able to straighten up again. But $1 million will buy a lot of back braces. Eh? Miss Eileen Twain, daughter of Lionel?
What?
I prefer to be called Rita. But how did you know?
Never underestimate a Frenchman's nostrils, Miss Twain. At dinner tonight, I smelled your Chanel No. 5. It was you who did away with all of them. Metzner, Goldman, and your father. In fact, if you had your way, you would do away with all men. Would you not, Miss Twain? Men who have made you ashamed and made you suffer because you were born with brains, talent, money, everything but that which you most desired. Beauty. It is a statement of fact, Miss Twain, that as a man you are barely passable, but as a woman, you are a dog. That's your opinion, big boy. And now my money, please. With luck, I can still make dinner at Maxine's.
If I were you, I'd just order a tuna fish sandwich, because that dough belongs to me. That's right, I'm alive and kicking. Miss Steffington here dropped your bomb down to John. It blew up just as he flushed. The seat missed the head by an inch.
I'm all right, JJ.
JJ? That's right, folks. He outsmarted us all. Sitting behind that desk is the real Sam Diamond. My name is Loomis. J.J. Loomis. I'm an actor. I do impressions. I did the Carson Show 6 times last year. Diamond hired me for the weekend.
Miss Skeffington here is actually Vilma Norman. She's a cocktail waitress at the Waterbed Motel in Carmel.
Hi.
Hello. Diamond hated all of you. You were all getting the big money, and he had that crummy little office in San Francisco. If he proved that he was number one, he would get all your rich clients. But since I put all the pieces together, I figure that money belongs to me. Isn't that right, Mr. Diamond?
Wrong. That would have been so obvious a child could have guessed it. Now, my dear colleagues, what you all seem to overlook is the most simple and direct solution. That I am indeed
Lionel Twain. You've all been so clever for so long. You've forgotten to be humble. You've tricked and fooled your readers for years. You've tortured us all with surprise endings that made no sense. You've introduced characters in the last 5 pages that were never in the book before. You've withheld clues and information that made it impossible for us to guess who did it. But now, the tables are turned. Millions of angry mystery readers are now getting their revenge. When the world learns I've outsmarted you, they'll be selling your $1.95 books for 12 cents. It's checkout time, ladies and gentlemen. I have your bills ready.
Oh.
Credit cards will be accepted.
Everything. The bridge, the maid.
But you're sure about the scorpion?
Positive. Even the fog. He made that with a dry ice machine. See for yourself.
How awfully unromantic.
Then if he really was Lionel Twain, you must really be Sam Diamond.
That's right, baby. I was in disguise, in disguise, in disguise. You work hard for $50 a day in this racket.
I guess that means we won't be seeing each other again, sir.
Well, that depends. I'll be around if you need me. All you gotta do is whistle. And you know how to whistle, don't you, baby?
Certainly. What do you mean?
All right, never mind. Forget it. You ruined it.
I don't understand, Pop. Was there a murder or wasn't there?
Yes, killed good weekend. Drive, please.
Thank you.